don't know whether I'm going to put theme music in this one.
Use your other theme music you made on your phone.
The Jethro Tull one.
The Jethro Tull one.
Mixed with bluegrass.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to find a pen. You warmed up? Sufficiently warmed up? Right then. Okay, we are rolling.
Are you ready? Okay. I've been planning this intro for a while.
Okay.
When you're ready to record.
We're ready, go when you want. Right.
Shut up. Hello, and...
Seriously, go whenever you want. We're ready.
you fucker.
Sorry, okay.
Right, got rid of that fart. And that one.
That's definitely going in.
And that one. Right.
Okay, let's go.
Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Back to the Source. I'm one half of the Back to the Source team, Michael Rogers, and with me is your host with the most, the man with the plan, the guy with the open fly, yeah, Thomas, the bear, Barrett.
I have been called that. Hello, would we call me a host? I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Co-host.
Yeah. We're equal in this.
Yeah.
Some are more equal than others. Yeah. So what are we doing, Mike? What is this nonsense all about? Because we've already done one podcast today.
We're doing another one. Okay. I felt a while ago that our first podcast, we didn't really introduce ourselves very well.
No.
And I thought it would be nice for the listener.
Maybe that's a plural.
All three of them. to know a little bit more about us. Just so, you know, they'll feel more comfortable with us. They know a little bit about us. They know a little bit of history. They'll know why this podcast exists in the first place.
Exactly. I think it's a really good idea.
I thought that was a good idea. That's as much preparation as I have come up with.
Yeah, no, I've done very little. I'll be honest, I've done a little bit of preparation.
Have you?
It mainly took place in the form of thoughts, and then I did something where you were out of the room earlier, but that's about it. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
So, in a sense, what we're doing is we're looking at the adaptation of our lives and where that has come from within the last... How long have we known each other now?
Let me think. When I met you, I was 20. So that's about 7 years. Seven, maybe 8 years.
You're right, because I was thinking 5, but then when you said that, it was like when I met you, I was just about to turn 21.
Yeah.
So yeah.
About 7 years then. Yeah.
7 or 8 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
What month is it? November.
November. Yeah.
So our anniversary would have been about. October.
Would have been September.
2 or 3 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did we meet, Tom?
Well, we both wanted to be actors at one point, didn't we?
That's right, we did.
Yeah. How do you feel about that now, by the way?
How do I feel about that? I'm glad I'm out of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
The business part of it, I kind of miss doing any sort of performance stuff. But the business part of it, the smoozing with stuck-up pricks.
Yeah. No, I can't quite get my head around how much I wanted to do it. Kind of glad I left it behind.
Mm.
That's neither here nor there.
That's either here nor there. No.
But yeah, so we were both at a drama school together.
Can we name drop?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's help them out. They're clearly struggling.
Yeah. We went to East 15 Acting School.
Yeah.
I was in my second year when we met, and you were...
You were just going in.
Just going into my second year, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you were starting, what, a foundation course?
Foundation course, then. I wasn't that good.
And we met through a mutual friend.
Shit, we did. We figured this out, didn't we, a few months ago,
A mutual friend. I was...
We can name drop her. She won't listen, that's fine.
Charlie Platt, yeah. Mutual friend. She was in my year at East 15, and... She was a friend of yours from
college. Yeah, college. We've been to college together.
And let's see, I was living in a house with a lot of people who were just about to leave.
Okay, editor's note: the definition of house there is very loose.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I'm sure we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We're living in a house. All the people in there were leaving the following year, and I was looking for people to share the house with. Yeah. And I think you were the second person I saw. Maybe the first person I saw to come and have a look at the house.
There were others before me.
There was a Tom before you.
I know, I remember there being another Tom, yeah.
Yeah. What are your memories of the day you came and looked at that house?
I remember...
Truthfully,
I remember exactly what I was wearing.
I remember what you were wearing. Yeah, I can't remember what.
Yeah, because I was still in that. I was in like a, hey, I'm Jim Morrison phase. So I was wearing like flared jeans, vest, open shirt, lot of nexuses, too many nexuses, and cowboy boots.
Leather
and
coat.
Did I have leather coat?
Yeah, the
on?
Leather. It might have been suede. I can't remember exactly, but it was suede, brown one.
Yeah, it would have been suede. Yeah.
Yeah, suede. suede coat. And you forgot your Padawan plait as well.
I had a Jedi Padawan plait. So my big fluffy hair was probably shoulder length, and then I had one plait going from behind my left ear to about nipple level, and aviator shades.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was like a Jim Morrison Jedi.
Yeah. And what were your first thoughts when you came in?
I just instantly wanted to live there because I walked in and it just looked like the house from The Young Ones. And also, I was walking around and there was a program for Tommy on the floor, like a stage adaptation of the Who's seminal album. And I was absolutely obsessed with that at the time as well. I was like, right, I need to be here. I think. So I when I came there, I was like, well, there's no need to look anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, it was like what, 180 a month in rent as well. So I was pretty happy.
Cool.
What were your first impressions?
My first impressions were I saw the plait and I thought, is that a fashion statement or is that like, see, I like Star Wars too? Because I've always been a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And I was like, that could be either or.
I couldn't tell you the answer to that.
Yeah. My biggest memory of it was your mum going around and trying to redecorate the place.
Yeah. I was with my mum. Yeah. Yeah, and she wanted to just sort of like, she kept telling you, you could do this. You can move that in that corner and put that there and paint this. And it'd be lovely then.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's never going to be lovely, is it, mum? You know? The walls are caked in shit. But yeah. So,
we ended up living together for how long was it then?
I think we lived together for 2 years there, didn't we? And then almost a year in another flat.
In another
so
flat.
3 years we lived together.
Wow, it felt like longer. No offense, it felt like longer.
I always think that. I always think, it does feel like we lived together for a lot longer. But then even when we weren't living together, we only lived like up the road from each other, didn't we? So it was.
That's right. So going back a little bit.
Okay.
You're from originally?
Originally? Essex.
I'm
an Essex man.
Essex man.
And
right.
You are?
I'm from Cornwall.
We of course knew this.
we knew this. So it's a bit of a different difference in growing up, I suppose.
Yeah.
You say that, yeah?
Yeah.
You were close to the big city. I was close to the big fields.
Yeah. There were differences there. Before we jump on, right, let's establish some sort of plot, right? So what are we going to talk about tonight? We've done how we met.
How we met.
Should we just do like a story of our lives from that point to now?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And we need to talk about how this show came about.
Yeah, yeah. So really? Our lives. It's quite a broad topic. And then we'll get on to why we wanted to do this show.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. I'll remember that. Is there anything we're not allowed to talk about?
You know what we're not allowed to talk about. If we're going to tell any anecdotes, you know exactly which ones I mean.
Oh, the power is mine. Okay, so we're not allowed to talk about that. I'll leave you to wonder what that may be, listeners. But I am going to jot it down on this piece of paper and see if it makes Mike laugh. Is that what it is?
Almost. One sec.
I nearly read it out loud. Oh, right, that, yeah. No.
Yeah, just
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, that one. All right, yeah, definitely not going to mention that. Oh, the things that are running through your head right now. What could we put? Not how you spell incest. Okay.
Is there any for you? Just while we're quickly on this.
Can we leave the topic of ladies?
We'll leave except for mine.
Yeah, you can talk about your lady, but let's leave mine in this safe.
That's yeah, they're all okay. Locked up over there.
Stop making a noise.
Right, okay.
Stop putting ladies in cupboards, Tom.
We should explain as well, we've been drinking.
Oh yeah. We've both got a whiskey and coke sat in front of us.
We got through half a bottle of Famous Grouse and we're gonna try and do the rest as well. So we'll see how that goes.
While we're doing this.
Okay, cool. So let's go back to where were we? We were in Loughton.
Loughton.
In Essex, which is close to Epping, where East 15 was.
Yeah, that's right.
Situated.
We lived at 14 Colwick Lane.
Yeah, are we sure we want to announce?
Yes, whoever's there is not gonna still they're not gonna care.
The statute of limitations would run out by now, I'm sure.
Yep, of course.
If you had to use three words to describe that house, what would they be?
Shanty town. Can I use that as one?
Yeah, yeah.
It reminded me of a shanty town.
Shanty town.
Fun.
Yep, big fun. Big fun.
Big fun. I can't think of another one. Stoned.
Stoned, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that kind of sums up all those 3 years, really, doesn't it? Mine would be lovely cesspits. Cool. Yeah, so we lived together, which was probably simultaneously a really good thing and bad thing for both of us.
Yeah,
I think,
probably, yeah.
We encouraged each other in good ways and in bad ways.
Do you remember the first night you were there?
Yeah, God, yeah, yeah.
That was a funny one, wasn't it? I was working at the time in a...
Off license,
thank you. Working in an off license, and when you came and picked the keys up, I was at the off license
working,
and you let yourself in, got everything in and everything.
Yeah, I got.
And then I came home and basically tried to run through all the bits and bobs of the house, but kept getting distracted.
Yeah.
So, what was it? It would be like, oh yeah, if you need to, turn the heating on, there's a thermostat at the bottom of it. Oh. You've got that album, that Who album, Tommy. Wow, I love that album. That's brilliant. Anyway, so if you need to turn the hot water on, you just go, oh, look at that. And it was that whole time, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, because I'd come in and like I'd turned this little space into mine, so I had my CDs, my DVDs out, and my guitars out, which you liked, I had a Beatles poster on the wall.
Yep.
So there was a lot for you to come in and like,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
We were quite kindred spirits. We still are, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of, I think we kind of took an instant liking to each other, really, didn't we?
Yeah, it didn't take long.
No, we had a lot in common, though.
Yeah, we did.
Like, still musically. Do. Yeah, definitely. But I think, like, our music tastes were probably the first thing that really got us, like, getting along.
That's a funny thing, because I never found anyone else that kind of like the same sort of music I did.
No, and we're both kind of set in our ways, and we both much prefer things that were going on in the 60s and 70s to what's happening now.
No, know? Yeah, precisely, yeah.
Yeah, which always marginalises. But yeah, and then, yeah, the first night, do you remember the film we watched the first night we were together?
Basketball, wasn't it?
Yep.
Basketball.
Yeah. At that point, because there were other people that would join the house, but at that point it was just me and you, wasn't
just
it?
Just me and you, and I think we went through a variety of different people.
Christ, yeah. We'll do a segment on that. You'll be named and shamed. But yeah, so it was just us in a house on our own. We decided to watch basketball, and you were sat there swigging cider out of a jar. Actually swigging cider out of a jar. I was also drinking, but I thought, I don't want to drink in front of him, because he's going to think I'm an alcoholic. So I'll make myself a cup of tea, just put a little bit of Jack Daniels in there.
Jack Daniels. You drank a lot of Jack Daniels back then.
I drank a lot, full stop.
Yeah, full stop. Yeah. Dear.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of, I don't think I really did any work, because I was only there for 2 years, and you had 2 years left of your course.
Yeah. Those last 2 years, I didn't do much work at all.
I didn't do a lot of work. Sorry about that, by the way.
Oh, sorry to you as well.
Yeah, no, we used to just sort of dick about, I suppose.
Yeah,
we were like, I've said this to people before, it was like you got a 10-year-old and went, have a couple of grand, go and live on your own. That's what happened, really, because we were sort of like within a couple of months making forts out of the forts.
F-O-R-T.
Have I said that right?
Fort. Yeah.
Forts out of the cushions in the living room, and like buying far too many jelly sweets.
crisps,
angel cake. Angel cake. There used to be like, I'm sure if you're still at university or you've been to university, you know this, that your student loan will come in at midnight on you know, the day that it's meant to come. Yep. So we that would mean that six times in our lives together, we celebrated that fact by walking down to the corner shop at midnight and just buying as many sweets and crisps and bottles of Coke as we could.
Oh, do you remember the Coke can wall?
Yeah.
We used to buy so many cans of bloody Coke that one day I came home.
Come on, that's an economically sound way of putting it.
One day I came home and Tom had glued all the cans of Coke together so they formed a wall.
Yeah.
And it slowly grew as well, that wall.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever happened to that wall.
I think I left that in one of the flats, I think.
But
no, that happened because do you remember you used to work and I didn't.
Mm.
So on Saturdays you would be out of the house working until about like midnight, really.
No, it wasn't midnight. I think I got home about
half ten.
It closed at 10 and then I'd be home about half 10-ish.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
So I essentially had a long time to myself.
Yeah.
So I would just get high and entertain myself. Sometimes literally. but like I remember you come home and I'd have started building a cocaine wall. I remember you came home once and I'd been learning Spanish and I would only talk to you in Spanish. And you just didn't know what the fuck was happening.
Yeah.
But yeah.
True.
We used to do a lot of silly shit, like we used to invent games, didn't we? Do you remember that?
We had we used to buy this was back in the God, I'm gonna sound old.
Go on.
This was back in the days when Woolworths were still there. We would tend to on a Saturday night there would be a party somewhere.
Generally at our house.
There'd be a party somewhere, we would go to it. And this was the thing, in university, it was never Tom or Mike.
No.
It was one entity, it was Tom and Mike at one point, wasn't it? Tyke, yeah. And on a Sunday morning, when we were very hungover, we would go down to the Wimpy.
Oh yeah.
There's still one about, that's right, there's still Wimpy's
it's
about.
It's still there, that one's
still
there.
It's still there, isn't
well.
It, yeah.
And yeah, to make you sound even older, we used to be able to smoke in there, so we'd sit in there on a Sunday morning, having our... You always used to have the International Grill.
Yep, with a small 7-Up and a large strawberry milkshake.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would have a half pounder with a large Coke. And sit there and smoke. And
yeah. All hungover.
The adventures of the night before, and then go and spend money in Woolworths.
Yeah, and then we end up going to Woolworths and buying stuff. We bought Guess Who once.
Yep.
And what was the game we made? Existential
Guess Who. And I stand by this. That is a bloody good
game.
It's
a brilliant game.
Yeah.
I actually taught it to my 10-year-old sister.
I think it's a much better way of playing it. Like, what you do is essentially you get a guess who.
Oh, goodness.
Get back in the safe. You get a Guess Who board. And instead of saying, is your character bald, you say, does your character look like they're having a midlife crisis? Much better way of playing it.
Because you never win. Well, you very rarely. I think once or twice we got it right.
Yeah, but it's more about the game.
It's more about the playing.
The fun is in the playing.
It is,
of the
it
game.
Really is. Yeah.
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 Yeah. We used to play games a lot. We used to play poker quite a bit.
Yep. Luck of the Irish, I've got.
Yeah, Mike's very good at poker. Monopoly.
Yep.
We had a brief stint of Risk, didn't we?
Yep.
But that is a long game.
That is a very long game, yeah.
And do you remember I learned how to cheat it?
No.
I learned how to roll the numbers I wanted.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It used to piss me off. Oh, drive me up the freaking wall. Mm. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we generally just used to entertain ourselves, didn't we? And, you know.
Mm. But just now, nice little segue. We did used to entertain ourselves, but we used to entertain a lot of other people.
Oh, yes.
The parties we had...
Man.
Were...
Notorious.
I would like to say... Infamous?
I like to think, right? I've never had confirmation of this, but I do like to think that people remember our party.
Yeah.
Because we went out.
Yeah.
We went out of our way to make sure everyone enjoyed themselves.
We did, definitely.
And the great thing about that house was, because it was so shitty, it didn't matter.
Really didn't, no.
Like,
no,
so there were optics on the wall, and we just did whatever we want. So, like, I remember my 21st birthday was amazing. Like, we filled the optics up. We bought a big crate of beer, so there was alcohol there if anybody wanted it. We lit a fire in the garden.
Mm.
You know, like, this is probably pulling from a few different nights, but I remember once we in the spare room in the living room, we just stacked up at the back. There were our two recliners. story of the recliner needs to come out. But, and then behind that was a mattress, and I remember walking in there, and there were just people like lined in this tiny little room.
Yeah, yeah, they sat on the recliners or sat on top of the mattress behind it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like basically everybody used to come, didn't they? Mm. We'd have people literally in the attic at the party.
Yeah, we did once, didn't we? Yeah, we had someone in the attic. Yeah,
she couldn't get down.
And do you remember, we used to go, we obviously went to a lot of parties because we didn't work particularly hard.
No.
So whenever we went to a party, there would always be signs up saying, make sure you take off your shoes.
Oh, God.
Make sure you don't go
that.
In this room. Yeah. Don't go in this room. Don't do this. Don't do that. And it's always seemed really regimented, all these parties. So when we held our first party, and they stayed up for the most of them stayed up the whole time we were staying there.
Yeah, until the day we moved out, yeah.
We made up signs saying, keep your shoes on if you want. Smoke in here if you want.
Do what you want, guys. Come on, we're not the man.
I think there was one in the toilet that said, need porn? Ask Mike.
That was it. Yeah, because this is... Are we allowed to talk about this? Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Mike loves a bit of porn. He can't get enough of it. And I remember when we got... Was that when I moved in, was that you'd got that computer then?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I just got a computer,
He just had a computer. And at this time, you got to remember, like, I didn't own... I'd never owned a computer when I moved in with Mike. Yeah. No, none of us had laptops.
No.
Our phones, I mean, we could get on WAP, but that was about it. And, like, there was suddenly this internet hub in the house.
Yeah.
I think all you did for the first year was download porn.
And even before you got there, was downloading,
probably more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there would always be porn at our parties as well. Yeah. Or it would always end with a certain room in the house would be 10 to 15 people in one bed watching porn.
Yeah.
And, like, different flavours of people. Right? It wasn't just, like, a load of men wanking. They were, like, you know, men, women, lesbians, everybody.
And not doing it, just literally
no,
watching.
No, it wasn't like an orgy, was it?
No.
It was all very innocent.
It was all very innocent. They just sat there going, we've got someone's porn, we're watching it.
Well, no, I remember coming into my room once, and Caitlin was in there with everyone. I walked through the door, she just went, it wasn't me. Sorry, Caitlin is Mike's wife now. So it wasn't me, I didn't put it on. And I just went, Caitlin, I know for a fact that DVD is not labelled porn. I'm leaving. But we became sort of famous for good parties. We made people laugh a lot, I think. Porn. And dope.
Yes.
That's the other thing.
That was the other thing. We were...
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, we might as well, if you're happy with it.
I'm happy with it. I'm thinking of you.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah. Well, not big or clever, is it, really? But we did do a lot of it.
Yeah, we did.
And we
you can't see him now, but he was shaking his glasses like Eric Morecambe.
Because I'm like... He used to smoke a lot of dope. they were our, like, calling cards, really.
Yeah, really.
And you know what? To illustrate that...
Yeah.
This is what I did earlier, because what I wanted to do, right, was I wanted to go and find my old diaries from the time, read bits out, but they're in storage and I couldn't get to them before I came down to Cornwall. So what I've done instead is I've found our old MySpace pages.
Oh my God, you haven't!
So I don't know what's on them, but like what you can see is our profile pictures that we chose at the time.
Oh, right.
And
oh my
mine,
God.
Oh, I loved this photo of me. We'll put these on our Facebook. Right, okay, there's three of me. There's one of me looking like... What would you describe me there?
I don't...
Oh, shut up.
Goodness me. Shh. what do you... I can't see.
I mean, I'm like...
A trendy vicar.
Vicar, right, okay. Yeah, I've kind of got like wavy hair and I'm like tight black top. Because I was skinny back then as well, before I met you. And like a little sort of Kiwi sort of necklace. There's one of me with Simon Pegg. There's one of
and
me
Jessica
in a... Oh, there's loads of pictures of me. We won't go through all of them. But the one that is my profile picture of me is like me in that living room we had at the time.
Mm.
And I thought I was Cat Stevens
in
that
picture. Yeah, you did. That's the thing. I remember when we first started living together. It struck me, Tom just got a camera and he spent so much time and effort taking photos of himself.
Yeah.
All the bloody time.
I was really vain.
You were really vain.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time just taking photos of yourself.
And a lot of time doing my hair as well.
Yeah.
Jesus, what
and
happened to
pouting
that?
Pouting a lot.
Yeah, I did. And then as well, when I met you, I was quite overweight. I was, when I very
you,
first
I think
met
that's
you.
The biggest I've ever known
yeah,
you,
I mean,
I think.
I was quite portly, so there wasn't a lot to be proud of. But yeah, that was me, and then you're... your profile picture.
Oh my god.
Again, these will be on our Facebook page. Right, okay. Let me just describe what Mike's wearing here. So he's gone for a Who t-shirt.
Yeah, it's classic. Obviously. The Who, classic Maximum R&B t-shirt.
Mike's favourite band. Yep. Over that, suit jacket, classy.
Classy.
Yep.
I've probably got jeans on as well, typical student.
You've got your kind of Victorian Charles Dickens sort of beard.
Charles
there,
Dickens.
Like very thin moustache and then the band dyke underneath that.
Yeah.
Are you wearing an Alice band?
Yes. Yes, I'm wearing an Alice band.
Alice band. Then what's that on your left hand, Mike?
That is a puppet hedgehog.
Yep. Which used to travel around with you, didn't it?
I used to take it to parties. It was a good way of entertaining people.
People loved that. People loved it.
They loved it.
Mike was an aspiring puppeteer at the time. He used to make the hedgehog.
Touch himself.
Yeah, inappropriately. Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't my favourite puppet of yours, though.
Which I know exactly which one you mean.
Do the voice.
Hello, I'm Mr. Chair.
He found a broken chair in the garden and then turned it into Mr. Chair, and that was it. Hilarious.
It was just the back of the chair, and it was a carver chair, so it had arms on it, and the seat and the front legs had fallen off, and you could move the carver bits, the armrests. So it looked like two little arms, and he looked like a short, square, portly man just walking about. And I just went, oh no, I missed a chair. And yeah. I used to make him shout at people, as I remember.
That was pretty good. So yeah, I mean, that was our sort of East 15 life, really.
Yeah.
I mean, the bits we did at university aren't really important.
No, right? It's really not important, that bit.
We had a jolly good time.
We did have a jolly good time. And then, we moved out of that place in a shady sort of way, and then
we want to say this. I mean, like, we're saying it now, aren't we? But
well, I won't say any more.
We won't go into any more detail than just we left in a hurry.
We left in a hurry,
by which I mean 12 hours.
and we went
from there
into a flat,
grotty little flat.
It was a step up, really, from where we've been living,
but it was.
But
yeah,
it wasn't.
Barely,
I remember it not being the same sort of atmosphere.
No,
the people, the couple of people that we had living there, wasn't the same.
Well,
I remember. I think we fell out a couple of times.
Oh yeah,
there.
No, it was hard. Like, because a lot changed when we moved out. Because neither of us were actually at university anymore. You'd finished the course. I'd dropped out, and then I was working or looking for work.
Mm.
The worst thing about that flat, though, was there was no, like, communal space. We didn't have a living room. The kitchen, you couldn't really sit in there. So it just turned into us sitting in our rooms.
Rooms, yeah.
Which weren't particularly, not a very nice place.
No. But then, let's see. So we were there together about a year.
Just under, because I left before our contract was up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then you moved into another flat
down
the road, which I think was a godsend, really.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, because I think we'd lived together long enough, and we were starting to get a little ticked off with each other and little things.
And things were going in a different direction.
Yeah.
You know, like, you and Caitlin were, you know, your relationship was evolving. So was mine at the time. And, it was time to part ways.
I mean, I was always quite a bit gutted about that.
I remember when I told you, you were like, I'm fine. Just, I need a little bit of time.
I was a little upset. To say the least. But it all worked out, because I mean, you were only down the road. We still saw each other quite often.
And also, the thing is, because Mike now lives in Cornwall with his beautiful pregnant wife, and I'm back in Essex. But until we stopped living within like a 5-10 mile radius of each other, we had a habit of getting each other jobs.
Yeah.
So, like, pretty much everywhere you've worked since East 15, until your latest job, I almost also worked there.
Yeah, that's
there was
right.
The off license. I got a job there after you'd left.
Yeah.
Then I went to work for HMV and got you a job there.
That's right.
And then you went to work for a photo lab, like a printing shop, and then you got me a job there.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
We used to like follow each other around quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right. That was a little quirk, I suppose. Let's see what happened then. So you were in a flat, I was in a different flat.
Yeah, I went back to university.
Yep.
I
worked.
Yeah.
Not much.
But then I think you went in sort of setting yourself up for life direction, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Settling down sort of thing. Yeah,
I wasn't quite ready for that, so I went and did another degree, but yeah.
You went and did a degree, I went and got married.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's got you more places than my degree has, mate.
Yeah. I feel really bad, actually. We've sat here the whole time and we've not mentioned her once. Well, not properly, anyway.
Yeah, because she's, like, everything we've said so far, she's been part of as well.
Yeah,
hasn't she?
She's my wife, Caitlin. Now, funny thing is, Tom introduced me to her.
I did do that.
Yeah. She was on the same course as Tom. And do you want to come over and say something, babe? Come on over. That's it.
Right. Let me just clarify what's happening. He's forcing his heavily pregnant wife to walk across the room.
Oh, it's only a couple of yards. Isn't it? God. Come and take a seat next to Papa Bear.
This is Caitlin Rogers, knee bail, approaching the stand.
Come here. You alright? Come on then, fatty. Come and sit down. She's not drunk, by the way. She's not had anything to drink. I just want to point that out straight away.
Rolling drunk.
So you've been sitting here listening to us talk for the last half an hour.
Yeah,
have you got any?
Yeah.
Have you got anything else to add?
No.
Oh, have there been any factual inaccuracies so far?
No. I've been listening out. I can't think of any. I didn't know about Mr. Chair. I've never met Mr.
You've never
Chair.
Heard
you never
of
met
Mr.
Chair?
No.
Oh. I mean, that definitely happened.
That definitely happened. It was not some weird game me and Tom used to play.
No, we did have those two.
Yeah, we had those two. Do you want to talk about how we met?
Well, I'm the only one who knows the story. No, we actually met. I was in Tom's year. I was on the foundation course with Tom, and we were friends.
Yeah, we were mates.
We were starting to become friends.
I threw a lighter at you. I remember that.
Yeah, and that was on the first day at East 15. But then it wasn't until there was a party at a East 15 party.
Like Freshers Week kind of thing, yeah.
And that was when I first saw Mike, and we had a conversation which he doesn't remember at all.
I don't remember at all.
I remember you dancing a lot.
Yeah, he was on his knees, shirtless, with his Alice band in front of the stage, and I asked if you thought that they would have Dire Straits Money for Nothing, the DJ. And you were really impressed with that. But you don't remember that conversation. I think presumably what you're thinking about is when...
I'm thinking of the time we were both Compass Mentors, really.
I'm not sure when that was. Was it when I got Tom and you to help me take my stuff back from... We were doing this stupid exercise, drama exercise, and... I had a load of stuff, and I met Tom and Mike walking in my direction, and I got them both to help me take my stuff back to my house.
With a womanly wave.
Because it was only about 20 yards from your house.
Yeah, I mean, you were essentially opposite, weren't you?
Yeah.
Really, down the road a bit.
And then then the next time I went over to your house and then never left.
Yeah, she was there pretty much the whole time, on and off.
We used to be really horrible to her as well.
What sort of things do we used to do to you, babe?
Oh, just horrible all the time. You were mean to me and said nasty things to me and ignored me and laughed at me. And
you, I think you used to join in.
I
though.
Still do that though, don't I?
Yes, I do remember we used to wrestle, actually wrestle.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
I used to have really massive
bruises on my arms and legs, which people I think were legitimately concerned about for a bit.
Yeah, but it was all fun and games, wasn't it?
But yeah. So, what's how long have we been married now?
2 years.
it 2 years?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 years, I think. Yeah.
Bloody yeah. Three years. Well, no, it's 3 years in August, oh. So just over 2 years.
But I'm depending on you here, babe, for dates because I am a bit drunk.
It's just over 2 years. Six. It'll be in. Hang on. At Christmas, it'll be 7 years since we got together. Because we got together just a few months after. Yeah. So, yeah.
And how pregnant are you at the moment?
30 weeks on Wednesday.
What's that in months?
About seven.
Seven months.
This will be a nice little record for your son.
That's yeah, you can listen to this when he's 18.
Yeah. I'll give it to him.
Uncle Tom will give it to him.
Have a listen to that.
Well, thank you, babe. Thank you very much. Yeah, can I have a kiss?
Already introducing you two to each other is the one and only achievement of my life so far.
It's the best thing you've ever done for me, Tom, I must say.
The only one that's stuck. So there we go, yeah.
There we go, yeah.
And then it all kind of, yeah, everything went in different directions after that, didn't it, I suppose. So you were married. I went to university again. I studied film this time, which is part of the reason why we're doing this now, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I finished my degree around about the same time you got married.
Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
Got working in retail, kind of.
Yeah, we're both in retail.
And now we do this.
Yeah, we do this. So, so we should really talk about how this came about, really.
Well, you can track it back quite a long way, can't you?
Go on then.
I kind of think that I think an interest for this probably started when I was in film school and I got you watching the Angry Video Game Nerd videos.
Yeah.
Because we both really liked those and it was really nice to see someone who was just like doing something by themselves and getting an audience and things like that.
That's right.
And I liked those and then you got really into them, didn't you? You found a few other people.
I went to, what's the site? ThatGuyWithTheGlasses.com.
Yeah.
And that's the Nostalgia Critic.
That's the one, yeah.
And there's some other guys on there.
Like Spoonie.
Spoonie, it was very good. Film Brain is another one I like. And there's a guy called Paul who does musicals. He reviews musicals and stuff on there. He does other stuff, but that's the ones I watch anyway.
Yeah.
He reviews musicals and says which is the best and worst song. And just very good. But I came up with an idea after I was watching all this that there was a couple of reviews I'd seen and it was based on stuff that was books.
Yeah.
And every time someone did one, they'd say, I haven't read the book. But and it was like, well, no, if you read the book, you know why this silly little thing happens in the film.
Yeah,
and
kind of they're only doing half the job, really, aren't they? Unlike us.
Unlike us. and it just bugged me a bit that no one was doing it. I thought that would be a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this. I've got a lot of good ideas, I feel. I'm an ideas man.
You are. You have really good ideas.
I'm just bone bloody idle. Tom has a lot of good ideas as well, but he is very much a facilitator and he's got a lot more oomph than I am.
I think I've got about 20-30% more oomph than you.
That's
I'll give it a go and then if something's in my way I'm like, wow, I'll do something else. But yeah, no, and it was and when you said this idea I was like, yeah, I would watch those and I really wanted you to so I was like, come on, we'll do it, we'll film it, we'll get it done. But then that kind of, you know, we both worked full time. It was a little bit difficult to do that, you know. And then just so happened that, we've been doing this for like 8 weeks now, so that must be about, I don't know, how many months is that? That's quite a long time ago, isn't it?
We've done eight episodes, about every 2 weeks.
Around about every 2 weeks. So what's that about? Jesus Christ,
my math. 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about 4 months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, about 4 months. And you were... You moved here, down to Cornwall.
Yeah, we moved down to Cornwall. Me and Caitlin moved down to Cornwall. And you thought it was a... Oh, Caitlin has notes. Go on.
It's your 4-month anniversary today, 19th of July, was your first episode.
Well, there
19th
we go.
Right, in case you didn't hear that, my good wife has just said that our first episode was released on the 19th of July.
Well, there we go.
It's the 19th of November. November today.
Bloody hell.
That we're recording this.
4 months have gone...
They've gone very quick.
Yeah.
But, I think also another thing that influenced this, we listened to, We both listen to a lot of Kevin Smith podcasts.
Yes.
I do anyway. Yeah, you no, listen to a lot of the you lo- listen
yeah,
to a lot of
other
stuff.
You're a big fan of the Smodcast ones,
yes.
aren't you? And I like the the Hollywood Babylon and the Jay and Silent Bob Grow Old ones and things like that. Yeah, and I listen to an awful lot of podcasts generally. Mm.
Yeah.
And it's just like a really good way of doing things, I think, as well. And we wanted some way of keeping in contact as
keeping
well.
Keeping in
you
contact,
know, if we have this, it's something that every 2 weeks we have to sit down and do.
Yeah, because we are a bit lazy with things like that, aren't we? Both of us.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's how it ended.
Yeah, so it's all... That's where we are up to date, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, big question.
Okay.
Which was... Which one's been your most favourite podcast to do so far to date?
I've liked doing all of them.
Yeah.
It's not like I've done one and thought, oh, didn't think much of that. But I think like the one I felt like I did the best job on was Time Traveller's Wife. I felt like that one I was kind of most aware of what I was doing before I went into it, and I felt like I had a couple of good sound bites in that one.
Right. Excellent.
But then I think I had a lot of fun doing Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was a good one. The one I enjoyed the most has never been heard.
Oh no, yeah.
The one I enjoyed doing the most was the first version of Misery. I really enjoyed that one. That was my favouritest one. And it never came.
It hasn't surfaced yet, though, because when we were recording it, my MacBook shit itself. And I thought I'd lost the files, but I have found them now, so maybe at some point...
Re-release it, special edition.
When we do
George
the box
Lucas
set,
it.
When we've done a year, we'll do the box set, and that'll be on the bonus disc.
Yeah. Is there one that you think back to and think
we could have done a better job?
Better job, or you're like maybe that wasn't the best one to do.
Well, I think this week's has probably been the trickiest for me.
Yeah.
I think I ran out of things to say really quickly this week.
You see, no, this week's I don't think so. The one that sticks in my mind was Fantastic Mr. Fox, personally. It's all right.
Okay, yeah.
It's all right. I don't mind it, but I always think we picked maybe the wrong book to do then, because it's a bit short. It's a children's book, and there wasn't quite enough to talk to. I think we dug ourselves into a hole there.
Yeah, no, we did. We ran out of things to say on that. But I think I think I quite like it when we ran out of things to say. Because then, like, today I was running out of things to say about Rambo, so I was like, well, how would you like to wear a gun? we're not, under any illusions here, listeners. Mm. Like, I know there's not many of you out there. But, you know, there are more people listen to this than people in my immediate family that tell me they listen to it. So I know there are at least, you know, a few people out there that have nothing to do with us and are listening to this every week. And it's really nice to see that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hang on. Caitlin has a note. What?
I don't listen to it, so I'm not one of your
members. Whoa. Wife doesn't even listen to it.
Of all the people I actually know, I think I can't think of one that has listened every week.
No.
Like,
I think Caitlin listened to the first one. I don't tend to listen to them.
Oh, I do.
I don't, only because I can't stand the sound of my own voice.
I really like the sound of my own voice. No, I listen. You do not listen to them back, ever?
No, I tend to put on the first 5 minutes and then go, oh God, I sound like an idiot, and turn
you
it off.
Listen to them, they're great.
I probably will, but I need a little bit more time. I need to distance it, really.
I have a little routine. I finish it, I put it on the internet, and as soon as I can get it on my phone, I get it on my phone, and I lie in the... I lie in the bath and listen to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And I do laugh.
Oh, good. Good. Well, at least we're making you laugh, Tom. Mm.
And at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Right. I was going to ask you, what sort of... is there anything you're looking forward to doing in the future?
I'm really looking forward to doing the TV episode that we keep talking about.
We keep talking about doing the TV episode, don't we? Yeah.
We're going to do, like, a comparison between British shows and how they've been... adapted for American TV and like bundle a few of those together. I am looking forward to doing that one.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward. There's a couple of them I'm looking forward to, but I really don't want to say, actually.
Well, why ask the question?
I was asking you. There's a couple of them that I really want to do. I'm just looking forward to seeing how good we get it.
Yeah, I think there's definitely room for improvement.
Oh yeah, there's definitely room for improvement, but we've only done 8 of them.
Yeah.
You know. I think we could get very proficient. Thank you. Proficient at it, and be quite successful, Tom.
Successful. Well, there we go. Yeah. Anything else to add? What have we left out?
No, I don't think so. I think that's everything. I don't know. If you listen to this, hang on, let's ask Caitlin. If you listened to this and you didn't know us, do you think you'd know us a little bit better now? She nodded in agreement.
Yeah.
I'm not lying, she actually did.
Okay. Well, I should say, I need to read more of these books.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel bad? Because I have kind of taken over the reading part.
I don't mind at all, because, you read quite a bit more than me. Well, that's not fair. I do read a lot, but I'm reading a lot of biographies and poetry and stuff like that at the moment. So those kind of books I'm not hot on at the moment.
Mm.
But I do. That's something I want to do in the future, is read more.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's weird being in that position. Is it odd being in that position for you? Because, we've not done one yet where you've read the book but haven't seen the film. So most times we do this, you know both sides of the story, and then it's me sort of going, well, did the guy have a moustache in the book? Or things like that, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it would work. Would it work like that? If I hadn't seen the film?
I think we should try at least one like that.
Ooh. Okay, I'll find one.
That would be quite interesting.
I mean, there's a funny little story behind this, this whole little podcast thing. The reason I tend to read quite a lot of books that are based on films, and the only reason I do that is because I'm dyslexic. I have trouble reading anyway, and if I read something that's based on a film, I feel like if I can't finish it, I know how the story ends.
Very good point, times. Yeah.
So it really helps, and if I'm struggling, I can kind of fill in the blanks because I've seen the film.
Yeah,
a lot of the times. So that's kind of how this came about as well. Yeah, I thought I'd drop that in.
It's good. No, it's really good. And without making this sound too much like Children in Need, you're reading, because when I met you, you hadn't really read a lot. You weren't really reading, were you? But then I think it suddenly went, I'm going to start reading.
You
started, I think it was the Harry Potter books were the first one you read.
Yeah, actually, that's one I'm looking forward to doing, Harry Potter, because I'm quite passionate about that one.
It's going to be a good one. I think that might be a really long episode.
And I've got a feeling, I think, my wife's a big Harry Potter fan.
We're going to need a specialist.
We're going to need a specialist on this, because she's almost obsessive to the point.
Almost?
Well, she is obsessive, yeah. She's...
Not about the film.
Leave that. Well, don't listen to what she's saying. Don't listen to what she's saying.
Okay. But there we go. And one thing we would really like, right, and I know that every week... I have a little joke, and I'm like, I am joking, but I'm doing it because I really would like us to form a little community around this. And as I said, we know you're out there, we know you're listening every week, so come on, we've given you a little bit of us tonight. That's what we've done. We've put ourselves out on the table, and I'll give us a little bit of you back, you know?
Yeah, you've got us drunk, you know, you're taking advantage of us now. In the morning, all we want is a snuggle, come on.
Yeah. That'd be nice. There we go. I think we should end it there on a lovely little snuggly note. Thank you very much for listening.
This has been
mainly self-indulgent, but I hope you got some enjoyment out of it.
You don't have to listen to it. If you have, thank you very much.
Yeah. Well done as well for getting to the end. Well done. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Nighty night.
Good night.